On Friday, I happened to be coming back to the rectory, driving back in on 7th Street, and happened to notice two very nicely dressed young gentlemen in black suits and wearing backpacks walking down 7th Street about a block away, heading towards the school. It was pretty obvious, although I never went up and asked them, that these young gentlemen were Mormon missionaries out to convert all of Malta to the Mormon Church. And I was struck as I was looking at these young gentlemen, why don't we as Catholics do that? Why aren't we as Catholics out there proclaiming the faith that we have, the faith that we believe is the truth revealed by Christ? Why aren't we doing active evangelization? Yes, it's important that we live our faith, and we allow our faith to influence our lives and bring people to Christ through our lives. But it's just as important that we proclaim our faith with our words. As St. Peter puts it in the second reading today, that we're always ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope. That's what we should be willing to do. We should be willing to be like Philip in Samaria in our first reading today, which said that he went to Samaria and proclaimed Christ to them. And what happened when he proclaimed Christ to them? Well, the reading tells us that Samaria accepted the word of God. Now remember, Samaria was the town that had already seen Christ. They saw Christ with the lady at the well. But we know that the word of God can move people because, as it says in the reading, there was great joy in that city. Why? Because with one accord, as the reading puts it, the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip when they heard it and saw the signs that he was doing. Philip was there to proclaim a message of hope embodied in our Lord, embodied in Christ, and the people of Samaria accepted it. We also have that same message of hope, that same message that Philip proclaimed, that message that St. Peter tells us, for Christ also suffered for sins once, the righteous for the sake of the unrighteous, that he might lead you to God. Now, we are unrighteous sinners. We are not in right relationship with God, except that our Lord Jesus Christ died for us. St. Peter also tells us, put to death in the flesh, he was brought to life in the spirit. We also have hope of resurrection hour after our deaths. This is the message of hope that we all share. And this is a message of hope that we should be willing to share with those around us. In fact, we call this giving this message of hope evangelization. When we go out and proclaim our message of hope to the whole world, the message of the gospel. Now, evangelization is not something that is optional for Christians. It's not something that's done only by those people who are, priests or bishops, or maybe they really feel moved to do so and they spend their life doing evangelization. It's not optional. It's an essential part of being Christian. All of us as Christians are called to it. In fact, as the Catechism of the Catholic Church put it, having been divinely sent to the nations that she might be the universal sacrament of salvation, the Church, in obedience to the command of her founder, and because it is demanded by all her own essential universality, strives to preach the gospel to all men. And then it says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always until the close of the age." This is something that is essential to the life of the Church. That's what the Catechism is saying there. That the Church does it from her very foundation. The term Catholic means universal. And because she is universal, she is sent out to the whole world. And as I've said, this is not something that's left just for the priests or the bishops or those who work for the Church or those who feel called to do it, but for all of us, for all people, lay, ordained, religious. As the Catechism of the Catholic Church again says, lay people also fulfill their prophetic mission by evangelization, that is the proclamation of Christ by word in the testimony of life. For lay people, this evangelization acquires a specific property and a peculiar efficacy because it is accomplished in the ordinary circumstances of the world. And this is coming from the Second Vatican Council document, Lumen Gentium, Light of the World. The church is called to be the light of the world, and lay people are the ones who are called to bring that light to the world. And again, this is all lay people. Every single Catholic, without exception, no one is accepted from this, regardless if you think you might be, you're not, is called to evangelize the world, both in words and in actions, both in what we do and what we say every day of our lives. Sadly, as Catholics, we have not been taking this part of our Christian life seriously enough. Not at all. Not even close. We failed to evangelize both within and outside the church. Of course, we're not bringing people into the church. We haven't closed down all the other churches in town, made them all Catholic. But we also have failed to evangelize within the church. How many young people can't tell you the basics of their faith? They might have gone to religious ed, but they don't even know the basics of what we believe as Catholics. You look at some of the bigger cities, and even to some extent here in Malta, there's an explosive growth of Bible churches, these churches that are very attractive and very welcoming, and people go to them. Half the people who attend a lot of these churches are fallen away Catholics because they don't know what the church believes, so they go somewhere else which is more attractive to them. Many Catholics who attend Mass can't even give a reason for your hope, as St. Peter put it. And this is a very sad state of affairs. But you know what? It's time to turn things around. And I'm going to do everything I can here over this summer to put things in place that we can turn this around. We can get evangelization going. We can get education going here in the parish. I've talked with several parishioners, and I would like to get a committee here in the parish to focus on evangelization. You know, first of all, to find opportunities for all of us. And again, this is not just the committee members. This is everyone to find opportunities to proclaim the faith. And then this committee would be there to support those who are doing it, to get the resources, to get the availability, to answer the questions, to help do the evangelization. Secondly, I want to set up some adult education here in the parishes. And again, this is probably going to be in the fall, but I'm going to spend the summer trying to get this set up. Setting up weekly classes every week, doing adult education. Just as the kids go to weekly classes of religious education, adults should also be doing weekly religious education classes. And then I also want to do some bulletin articles that I'm going to call Back to the Basics. Getting back to the basics of our faith. Weekly articles, weekly newsletter almost, if you will. Getting back to the basics of our faith. Looking at our religious ed program, what are better ways that we can pass on the faith to the children in this parish, help them better understand it, and then to go to the junior high in the high school groups and encourage them to go deeper into their faith, that they don't stay at that surface level that so much of us do. You know, the Mormons are out there evangelizing. We're not. We need to stop making excuses for not passing on our faith, not spreading on what we believe, and to start giving a reason for our hope in Christ.